recently attended the opening event for a new initiative, 30 by 30 Vision, held at St. Brendan's Church in Tralee. To learn more about this project, I spoke with Margaret Cullity, who explained the aim and ideas behind it.
My name is Margaret Cullity, and I'm on the Parish Pastoral Council in the Parish of Our Lady in St. Brendan's. For the last few years, the Parish Council has been very conscious of the call that Pope Francis made in 2015 in his document Laudato Si, where he termed the world our common home that we share, not just humans, but all life, whether it is plant life, animal life, or human life, and how for a long time now, many of the actions of us humans are having a negative impact on the rest of creation, and he's calling on us to do what we can to redress that. And earlier this year then, in March, the Irish bishops put out a call to all parishes in Ireland to return 30% of their parish grounds to nature by 2030. So when we heard that, we thought this would be a very good way of us, for us to answer the call of Pope Francis and also to address the problems that we're all very well aware of now, much more so than we were in 2015, that is being caused by climate change. So we decided to take on this 7-year project. We call it 30-30 Vision, 30% of the grounds by 2030, and that's our vision for this parish and this community. So we launched the event on the 12th of September, and we were so delighted to have Niamh Ní Gual guide us through the first steps of how we might make a start. Many of us, I think, are overwhelmed by all the information we get and all the things we're being told to do, and we haven't a clue how to start, what we can do in our own gardens, what we can do with our own lifestyles. So Niamh has a brilliant approach in that she's pointing out the small things that can make a big difference. So as well as working towards returning 30% of the parish grounds to nature by 2030, we're inviting all our parishioners to do the same in their own gardens. So we're inviting people. We invited everyone to come along on the night of the 12th to get all the information, the demonstrations, and the tips that Niamh is pointing out to us. And we were just so delighted then that Tralee Tidy Towns have also offered to help with our project, and they're going to guide us through the different steps we can take. And they've also offered to help individuals who are going to take this up in their own gardens and give them advice or even just a chat as to how they might start or what they might do in their own gardens if they want to return 30% of their gardens to nature. So if there's anybody listening who wasn't able to attend the night and is still interested, just to contact St. Brendan's Parish and leave their details there, and we will contact them.
That's great. Have you anything you'd like to add?
Just to encourage people, really, and, you know, just speaking from my own experience, it's so easy to be overwhelmed and to think, oh, I must dig up my lawn and, you know, plant wildflowers. It's not necessary at all. You know, very small steps can have a huge impact, especially if a lot of people are involved in making them.
That's brilliant. Thank you so much. If you'd be interested in giving part of your garden back to nature, Niamh Ní Gual has some tips.
My name is Niamh Ní Gual, and I have a small business called Natural Wild Gardens, and I was asked by St. Brendan's Parish Centre to come and really just have a look at the grounds of the church. And I suppose it's currently the season of creation, and St. Brendan's Parish Centre and the grounds of the church, they have committed to, I suppose the bishops have agreed, that have asked that all parishes give 30% of their land back to nature by 2030. So there's this 30-30 share vision. And so I came tonight really to meet whoever came, and I mean there was a great crowd here this evening, and really to see what maybe people can do, little simple changes that people can make. So we were looking really here in the grounds, but we were also asking people to think of what they could do when they go home as well.
I was listening to your talk, you gave a lot of great tips. If you had something to say for people just listening to this, what would you recommend?
I always go with the time of the year, so I'm not going to start telling you tips that maybe might apply next spring. So I know some people are thinking, okay, I'll change my mowing and do things, but most of us are finishing our mowing now. So if you did leave your grass grow a bit longer this summer, what we say is if you can hold off just a little bit longer, because a lot of the plants are going to seed now and a lot of the birds need those seeds to get them through the winter. So if you can hold off a bit, like mow your edges, mow your paths to places, but if you can leave some of the patches a bit longer, and maybe by October you could mow them or cut them or trim them. But also maybe there might be a patch that you actually leave until next March or April, because there's creatures that would, maybe little frogs or hedgehogs, that might appreciate a little bit of shelter. So that's kind of the mowing side of things. But the other thing that's happening now is the trees, the diloga, they're starting to fall from the trees, so your leaves. So if you can collect leaves, and now sometimes we leave the leaves that drop around the tree because they actually are feeding the tree, but if they're going on the, you know, concrete or the driveway or the public places, the roads, if they could be swept up, collected, and if you could start covering any bare soil that you have. So if you're if it could be your vegetable garden, it could be under a tree or a hedge, but just because the leaves are actually the food for all the trees and hedges, and they, all the creatures that we need, will be kind of recycling them over the winter and living there as well. And I suppose the final thing would be, for now, we're coming into tree planting season. So basically from the beginning of November to the end of March, it's time to plant bare root trees. So we would ask, if you're thinking, or hedges, but if you're going to do it, would you try and pick a native tree? So it might be a native holly or a rowan or a hawthorn. Or if you can also plant maybe a fruit tree, like an apple tree. And there's small apple trees for small gardens and bigger ones for bigger gardens. So they're the three things that you could possibly do over the next kind of few months. So I suppose little things, and if you can go out and start maybe looking at your garden a bit differently, and maybe I always say if you can put on your little plant eyes or your nature eyes, where you start seeing the world maybe from the birds' perspective, just the things that they need. So, and that this is a shared place, that we're sharing this earth together. And I suppose what I love is, like, we're here in St. Brendan's Parish Centre, the grounds here, but we're connected as well by, we've so many gorgeous places in Tralee. We've got the Greenway close by, we've got the River Beg there, we've got the Lee, the Tralee Bay Wetlands and Ballyseedy Woods, and out the canal. So again, all these places are connected. So we said earlier that we had learnt at the Wild Bee Festival that the bees need a bit of food every 200 metres. So every time we're walking 200 metres, just think, okay, there needs to be food for the wildlife here, or a little habitat for the wildlife. And if we all do a little bit, then we can, I suppose, Tralee, the whole, starting in our parish centres and our own gardens, we can just make a huge difference by doing small things together.
If you do decide to take part, you can upload your progress to a national database. Martha Farrell explains how.
I'm Martha Farrell. I am Secretary of Tralee Tidy Towns, and I'm part of the biodiversity sub-team. So one of the projects that we were involved in this year in Tralee Tidy Towns is to encourage people to log what they're actually doing for pollinators in their own gardens on the National Biodiversity Data Centre website, which is pollinators.biodiversityireland.ie. Because we conducted a survey in conjunction with MTU students and Transition Kerry from the ground up in the Kerry PPN, and what we found was that a lot of people around Tralee are actually already taking actions themselves. And the National Biodiversity Data Centre is really interested in this, because then they can map the different actions in the different locations, and they can try to put a picture together of wildlife corridors, etc. And it just helps them, I suppose, understand what people are doing in Ireland. So all you have to do is go to that website, which is pollinators.biodiversityireland.ie. You need to sign up, have an account, then you log into your account, you negotiate on the map or navigate to your garden on the map, and then you just draw in whatever you're doing. So you can draw a little map of your garden, and you can say whether you're maybe engaging in kind of a less frequent mowing regime, or if you're planting for pollinators, like pollinator friendly bulbs, etc. So I think it's a really useful way for people to show what they're doing, and by doing so then encourage other people to do it. Events like this evening are really important because they are raising awareness of the biodiversity crisis, and you know, every action at this point really does matter. And so if you're a garden owner, so a lot of the people here this evening own gardens, so if you're a garden owner, you can actually take a number of actions yourself. And even if you do go onto that that website, pollinators.biodiversityireland.ie, they have a range of actions you can take, very small things to much larger projects. So I think it's really great to have the interest here tonight, and we were delighted with the number of people who showed up.